My dear brothers and sisters, dear children, so great number, dear parents, dear students, dear faculty, dean and president, dear brothers and sisters, especially Father Abbott, to whom we are so indebted to be here in this blessed place. Dear Father Pius and the other priests, dear members of our board, there could be no greater contrast between what we have heard in the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel. Felix and Festus, the two governors, Roman governors who held Paul as prisoner, have listened to him, and Festus said, his accusers stood around him but did not charge him with any of the crimes. I suspected instead they had some issues of the pagans. My dear friends, today you will receive your degrees, and the church testifies that you have deepened your knowledge about our faith, and that you are ready to stand before kings and media and those who rule our world today, and to give witness why you pass years of your young life out of this love for Jesus and out of this desire to communicate what is the reason of your hope, what is the heart of your faith. And we, with the degree, will acknowledge that you are ready, prepared, and willing to testify your faith in our world to the Festus and the Felix and the kings and the queens and all those, as St. Peter says, who ask for the reason of your hope. And so, what these young people have done in the last years was apparently for the world of today very often very strange. Some controversies about a certain Jesus who has died and who they believe that he is alive. But you carry in your hearts and in your minds the hope of the world. And we ask for you the blessing of God, the power of the Holy Spirit to be true witnesses of the one you love and who has loved you so much.